Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Lamed Zayin. We're at the very bottom of Lamed Vav, Amud Bet, Tanur Banan. Tanur Banan, Ein Ofin Pat Ava BePesach, and the very Beit Shammai. You cannot bake thick bread on Pesach. That is Beit Shammai's Shita, Beit Hillel, Matir, Beit Hillel, says it's allowed. Becham Pat Ava, Amar Rav Huna Tefach. So how thick is thick bread? Rav Huna says it's a Tefach. Because that's what we saw by the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread of the Beit HaMikdash, they were a tefach. Matkif lo Rav Yosef im amru bizrizin yomru b'she'enan zrizin. Right? If you said that, you know, what you say by the Kohanim who make the Lechem HaPanim in the Beit HaMikdash, you're going to say that also just normal people can do the same in cooking a bread that thick. The Kohanim were particularly diligent. Why are you saying that anyone could do it? And if you said that it's allowed, you know, by the Lechem HaPanim, which was worked on very diligently, are you going to say that that, you know, dough that was not particularly that was not worked on for very long, you're also allowed to bake on Yom Tov? Imam Ruba Eitzim Yaveishib Yomer Beitzim Lachim, and what was said about Lechem HaPanim, which was baked on dried wood, you're going to say about normal bread, which is baked on damp wood, Imam Rubetanur Cham, Yomer Rubetanur Tzonin, and what was said about Lechem HaPanim, which is cooked in a very hot oven, you're going to say about just anyone's bread that they make in a slightly colder oven, Imam Rubetanur Shel Matechet, Yomer Rubetanur Shel Cheres. And what was said about a metal oven, you're going to say the same about a earthenware vessel oven. Basically, all these points being made that, okay, we found Lechem HaPanim, which is, you know, a tefach thick, and we want to compare it to the thickest that we can make matzah on Pesach. But the fact of the matter is, Lechem HaPanim has a lot of reasons why to be more makil in terms of who's making it and how it's being made, and it doesn't seem reasonable to apply it to our case and assume that anyone could bake the same type of bread on Pesach. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, she'ilit et Rabbi Bichud, umanu Rav. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said, okay, so we need a different explanation. I asked my rabbi in private, who was his rabbi? That was Rav. Ikid Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav, she'ilit et Rabbi Bichud. And some say Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said that Rav asked his rabbi in private, umanu Rabbi Nebakadosh. And who is that? That's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. My pat ava, what does it mean by thick bread? Pat meruba, which means a lot of bread. My karule pat ava, why do they call it thick bread if it means making a lot of bread? Mishum denafisha belisha, right? Because you make it all as one big dough. And so it's very thick when you're kneading it. Ve'ibayit eima, be'atre de haitana lepat meruba pat ava karule. Or you could just say that that in his place, that was commonly what is referred to as a lot of bread was called thick bread. My time of, well, what is the reason why you wouldn't be allowed to make it? Imishum dekatarach tircha de lo tzarich. My iru pesach afil biyom tov nami. Right, if it's because it's particularly tircha. Right, you're investing too much time in it on yom tov. Then why davka Pesach? Any Yom Tov, it should be a problem, right? Inachinami. So yeah, actually, it is a problem any Yom Tov to make thick bread. Vaitana b'Yom Tov shel Pesach kai. Just our time, I happen to be teaching about Pesach, so he said you can't make thick bread on Pesach, but he didn't mean to exclude other Yom Tov. Tana Rabbi Achi. In fact, similarly, we taught in a Braita, Beit Shammai Omrim ein ofin pat ava b'Yom Tov Beit Hillel matirin. Beit Shammai teaches explicitly you can't bake thick bread on Yom Tov. It doesn't say Pesach Yom Tov in a different Braita, and Beit Hillel says it's allowed. Tana Rabbanan. Yotzi mepat nakiya ubahadra v'srikin mitzriyar bepesach. Afal pisha amru ein osin srikin mitzriyar bepesach. Right, you can fulfill your obligation for matzah with white bread or with very coarse bread or with decorated designed bread. Right, that was kind of baked into different shapes, or had like shapes etched into the bread. Even though they said that you should not make bread this way, you shouldn't make matzah this way on Pesach, still you're Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, davar zeh shal baitus bin zon nechachamim. This matter was actually asked by baitus to the chachamim. B'pnei ma'amru enosin srikin b'tzuyar b'Pesach. They asked, why can't you do this etched, carved bread on Pesach? Because a woman, when she's making it, is, you know, spends a lot of time, you know, designing it, shaping it, etching it, and we're concerned that in that time it's going to come to start to rise. Amar lahem, efshar esen b'tfus v'kabena kivan. So they said, well, you know, you just make a stamp and make an imprint in the dough, and it takes a second. You do it all at once. I'm really young. Recall Surikin Asurin and Surikay Baitus Mutarin. Should we say that, you know, that all other types of imprinted bread are usser, but the type of imprinted bread with a stamp that Baitus was talking about is mutter? People are going to get confused. People are not going to realize. We got to say they're all usser, because you're just going to see. You're just going to see someone doing it on Yom Tov. You're assuming it's allowed, but it's really just that particular type. So we have to be very cautious about what we allow and whether it's going to cause people to come to do things that are not allowed. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzaduk, pam achad nichnasti achar abba levei bron gamliel ve'vio lefanav srikin hametsu yaron bepesach. It says, one time I went to Rabbi Gamliel's home, and they brought before him this srikin hametsuyarin, this etched bread. Amarti abba lokach amru chachamim einosin srikin tzuyarin bepesach. So I asked my father, didn't we say that you're not allowed to make this etched bread on Pesach? Amar li bni lo shel kol amar li bni lo shel kol adam amru el shel nachtomim amru. So my father said to me, yeah, they didn't prohibit it from all types of bread, only those made by bakers, but you're allowed to make it in your home. Right. Alternatively, there are those who say that he said that we only say that you're not allowed to make it in your home, but bakers are allowed to. Right, you can make wafers on Pesach, you can make a thin wafer like. Etched bread, but you can't make it thick and roll like etched bread, right? Because that is going to rise much faster. V'tan Rabbanan, hasuf ganin v'haduv shanin v'ha is kritin v'chalat hamasret v'hamedumeh p'turim v'nechala. Sponge bread and sweet bread and wafers and bread that's made in a pan, and bread that was made from a mixture of truma and non-truma produce, p'turim min chala. You don't have to take chala from those things. My chalat masret, what is bread that's made in a pan? I'm Rabbi Shurban Levi zechalut shel balabatim. Right, that's how average balabatim make boiled bread or fried bread. Amar Reish Lakish halalu ma'ase ilfas hen. Reish Lakish says these are ma'ase ilfas, right? They're bread made in the made in a frying pan. Rabbi Yochanan omer ma'ase ilfas chayavin. So Rabbi Yochanan said that bread made in a frying pan is chayav mechala. Right, so Reish Lakish would say bread made in a frying pan is pater from chala. Rabbi Yochanan says bread made in a frying pan is pater from chala. V'halalu asan mechama. And rather, what are these breads that were made in a pan? Why were they pater? Because they were baked in the sun. Okay. Meitive hasuf ganin v'aduvshin v'ha'is karatin asan be'ilfas chayavin mechama p'turin. So that's a challenge to Reish Lakish shita, because we have a braita that says that sponge bread and sweet bread and wafers, if you made them in a frying pan, they're chayev. But if you bake them in the sun, they're going to be pater. Clearly, in accordance to Rabbi Yochanan, clearly helpful for Rabbi Yochanan and against Reish Lakish. Tuvta de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. That's a difficulty for a shita. Amar ula amar chala Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish achom ma'eskinan she'tiach l'sof hidbik. So Reish Lakish would say to you, no, that's case where first you heated the frying pan and then you put the dough in, and that's tantamount to baking in the oven, right? Because it was very hot. At the time that you put it in, aval hidbik l'sofif hirtiach my. But okay. So, well, then, what would you say about a case where first you put it on the frying pan and then you heat the frying pan. Hachanami de Pturin, you'd say in this case also it's Pater. Meaning, if that were the case, if we want to understand that that is a differentiation to be made between whether you heat the pan first or attach the dough first, then when the Braita taught the two cases of baking in the sun and cooking in the frying pan, it really should have differentiated between those two cases, right? So if the Braita doesn't differentiate between those two cases, it's unlikely that Reish Lakish has something to go on when he would just differentiate between the two and say, ah, well, the Braita was only talking about when you heated the pan first, but if the Braita was talking about when you didn't heat the pan first, then it would be Pater like Mayashita. Well, it doesn't differentiate in that way. So why do you assume that it should be differentiated? Chasuri Mechzer of Achikitani. The truth is, the Braita is written in a way that's lacking all the appropriate words. Because what? How should the Braita have read? What case are we talking about? Really, that the full Braita does teach like Rabbi Yochai, like Reish Lakish as well. And they say, what are we talking about here? That you're chayav and chala when you heat the frying pan and then you attach the dough. But if you attach the dough and then heat the frying pan, then we treat it as though it was baked in the sun and it would be pater tashma. Proof from the following from that braita, yotzin b'matza hina u'matza asuya be'ilpas. Your yotze, your obligation for matza with undercooked matza and matza made in the frying pan. That also is talking about a case where you heated it and then you attached it, and that's why your yotze in chala. That's why your yotze with matza. My matzahina, and what is undercooked matzah? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Sheporsa ve'in chutin nimshach yemena. Has to be cooked to the point where you can separate it. You can break the bread, and there are no stringy, doughy things like in the middle while you're trying to break it. It breaks clean. Amar Rava v'chein lach metoda. Same is true, by the way, by lach metoda, that for lach metoda to be the minimum cooked, it can't have those strings when you're pulling it apart. Pshita, obviously, hachalechem ktiva, hachalechem ktiv. Right, they're both. It's written lechem by both of them. So what's cooked enough for what's cooked enough for the hina, which is can be made into matzah, is going to be cooked enough for the toda. No, it says lechem by both of them. Mahu detayma. No, what might you have said? You would have tried to make an additional lima from the following pasuk. Hoil v'ktiv. V'ikriv mimeno echad mikol korban. You have to bring one from all the korbanot, echad shelo yitol parus. Right, that implies that it needs to be one whole loaf, and it can't be a loaf that's easily broken like the undercooked loaf. V'acha keman deprisa damya. But here, an undercooked loaf, you may assume that it's like it's broken apart because it wasn't fully baked. Kamash malan. So that's why we had to teach that it's okay to make this loaf of bread undercooked, and it's not considered like it's not one loaf of bread just because it breaks apart very easily. Meitive. Okay, a challenge lodged against Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Hame Isa Beit Shammai Ptorin Behil Mechayvin Achalita Beit Shammai Mechayvin Behil Ptorin. Right, there are two different types of boiled bread. One's called Me'isa and one's called Chalitza. Chalita, right? So Beit Shammai says Chalita is Chayev and Behil says Pater. And then Me'isa, Beit Shammai says Pater, Behil says is Chayev. Ezehu Me'isa, Ezehu Chalita. Okay, which one is Me'isa? Which one is Chalita? What's the difference between the two of them? Me'isa Kemach Sha'al Gabe Muglashin. Chalita Muglashin Sha'al Gabe Kemach. So when it comes to Me'isa, flour is put on top of boiling water. You basically put flour into boiling water. But chalita is in boiling water, it's poured on top of flour. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum, Aviv, Zivizepata. Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, says the name of his father. They're both exempt, actually. None of them are chayev and chalav. Amrali, Zivizechayev. And Rabbi Shmuel responded to him, actually, they're both chayev. None of them are pater. The chamim omrim, and the chamim say, echad ze ve echad ze. Whether it's Me'isa or Chalita, I'll teach you the din. Asan be'ilfas pater, betanur chayev. Right? If you made them in a frying pan, they're going to be potter. If you made them in an oven, they're going to be chayav. V'tanakama ma'ishnama isa ma'ishnama chalita. So, according to the Tanakama, there's a machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai here. So, you know, if we're teaching that, no, they're both chayav, they're both putter, or it just depends on, you know, whether you cooked it in this way or that way, what exactly is the difference that we're maintaining between Me'isa and Chalita? What would Beit Shammai and Hillel be arguing over? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan, V'itema Rav Yeshua ben Levi, K'machloket b'zo, kach machloket b'zo. So, yeah, Beit Shammai, basically, the argument by Me'isa is the same argument by Chalita. There's not such a difference between the two things. V'tavra, and well, then it seems like the Braita is internally contradictory, right? Because in the beginning, we thought there's a big difference between the two of them. And that's why Beit Shammai says one's chayv and one's pater. Beit Hillel says one's chayv and one's pater by different things, right? And then afterward, we teach, well, there's not really much difference between Me'isa and Chalita. No substantial difference. Misha Shanazo, Lo Shanazo. Right, but yeah, different parts of the Braita are taught by different people, and that's why it seems internally contradictory. Katani Mihat, but what we can learn from this is like this. Chamim Omrim, Echad Zeve, Echad Zeh, Shresan Be'ilafaz Pater, V'tanur Chayev, Tuvta Derbi Yochanan. Right, that regardless, if it was made in a frying pan, it's going to be Pater, and if it was made in an oven, it's going to be Chayev. So it's difficult for Rabbi Yochanan, who treats making something in a frying pan like make it in the oven. So here's a big distinction. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tanaihi. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, it's true this is subject to a Tanaic dispute as to whether or not making it in the frying pan is similar to making it in the oven. D'tanya, because we learned in the Braita, Yachol Yeh Me'isa V'Chalut and Chayav V'Chala. You may have thought that Me'isa and Chalita are obligated in Chala. Tamad Lomar Lechem. Right? So the Torah says, the Torah has a mute, has a limiting phrase by things that you have to bring challah from. It has to davka be proper lechem, proper bread. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lechem ela afoy betanur. And Rabbi Yehuda says that lechem is something that is only something that is baked properly in an oven. Rabbi Yehuda had a Tanakama. How is Rabbi Yehuda treated any different than Tanakama? Tanakama just says that that you may have assumed that Me'isa and Chalita are chayav, but no, the Torah says lechem, and then Rehuda says lechem is something that's only baked in an oven. Maybe Tanakama would agree with that, right? We're both excluding the same things, no? Ela lav ma'ase ilpas ikabinehu, right? Rather, the distinction that can be drawn between Rehuda, who says that lechem is only made in the oven, and the Tanakama, who says that lechem comes to exclude chalita and me'isa. What's the distinction between the two of them is if you bake bread in a frying pan. Tanakama savar masa ilpas chayavin, Rabbi Yehuda savar masa ilpas pturin. The Tanakama would say, okay, it's not chalita, it's not me'isa, it's just baked in a frying pan. Well, that's going to be chayav. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, it's not baked in an oven, so it's going to be pater. Lo, dechuli alma masa ilpas pturin. No, everyone agrees. So the Gemara responds, no, everyone agrees that that bread made in a frying pan is going to be potter. What they're arguing about is after it was baked in a frying pan and therefore potter from bringing challah, then you put it in the oven and baked it again. Tanakama says, because afterward you put it in the oven, we're going to call it bread. Rabbi Yehuda savar ein lechem ela ha'afui betanur meikara. And Rabbi Yehuda says that only something that is originally baked in the oven is called bread. Other things are not called bread. Lechem properly. Since it wasn't originally baked in the oven, it's not considered bread. Amarava, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's svara for this? Why does he say that it has to be baked in an oven originally? Who cares? Tichtiv v'afui nasi v'afui eser nashim le lechmechem betanur echad. It's written that 10 women will bake their bread in one oven. Lechem afui betanur echad kari lechem v'chein afui be Tanur echad karoy lechem, right? That indicates that when is it called bread? When it's baked in one oven. But if it's baked in, it has to, you know, go through multiple stages of cooking in different devices, then it's not going to be called lechem. Yativ Rabba Rabbi Yosef Achorid Rabbi Zera. So Rabba and Rabbi Yosef sat behind Rabbi Zera. Yativ Rabbi Zera came to Ula, and then Rabbi Zera sat in front of Ula. Amar le Rabba Rabbi Zera. So Rabba said to Rabbi Zera, ba mine meula, you should ask Ula following. He'd be mibifnim vihir tiach mibichutz. Right? If you should ask Ula about the case where you stuck dough on the inside of the pan, and then you heat the pan from the outside. How we treat that dough? Amarle, my amale, the e aminale, amarli, hai nihu, masa ilpas. So why would I ask him that question? If I did ask him that question, he would just say to me, that's a proper case of ilpas, right? It's bread in a frying pan. Amarle, Rav Yosef, Rabbi Zeira, it was since Rabbi Zeira, ba'u mine me'ula. You should ask Ula the following question. What if you put the dough on the inside of the pan and then you put it opposite a flame? Amar le, Rabbi Zeira says, Rabbi Yosef, my emile, why would I ask him that question? The iaminale, if I did ask him that question, Amar li, rovanim osin kan. He says, most poor people do that. So because it's a common way of heating in a frying pan, it's going to have the din, the normal din that we discussed about bread made in a frying pan, and it's just going to be subject to the dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We'll stop here.